You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Molly Wood, in for Lizzie O'Leary. Now it's time for the Marketplace Quiz. That's when we bring in musicians, writers, and this week, surprise, surprise, an athlete. We ask them questions about work and money and how it shaped their lives or taught them important lessons, or in this case, how it paved their road to Rio to compete in the Olympic Games. Here's our producer, Eliza Mills, with this week's guest.
My name is Sam Mikulik, and I'm an Olympic gymnast.
Fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you
toys. Right now, I've got an obsession with Pokemon and Legos and bubbles, actually, and street chalk.
What do you do with that stuff?
I don't know. I just want to be a kid again kind of thing. So it's like just going back to my childhood days and making sure that I'm having fun with how much stress I have every single day in the gym. You know, you need a little time to get out and, you know, just be whoever you want to be.
In a next life, what would your career be?
Ooh, I would probably do beach volleyball. Even though it's a sport, I feel like I can't steer away from athletics. But I'm just too short in this life, and I'm hoping in my next one I'll be taller.
What's something that you bought that you now completely regret buying?
I bought a Fitbit, actually. And I thought it was going to be an awesome way to track how I live and move and burn calories. But with gymnastics, it was just a total waste of money because it's like more based off how you walk and not how you flip.
When did you realize gymnastics could be your career?
The first time I won a medal in the all-around competition was when I realized that's what I wanted to do pretty much for the rest of my life, even though I was still doing baseball and soccer at the time. I think I just found that was more my passion, where I saw a lot more success. I was probably 8 or 9 years old.
That's so young. Did you know already that it was something that you could make money doing?
It wasn't about money ever, especially when you're 9 years old. It's all about what you find is more fun and where your passion lies.
What is your most prized possession?
Ooh, my most prized possession is my pillow. I can't travel or like sleep without it. It's like this really thin down pillow that really doesn't do anything, but it's weird. If I just don't have it, I'm constantly thinking about not having it.
My next question for you is, what was your first job? But you've been doing this since you were 2. Have you ever had another job?
Nope. This has been my one and only.
What's something that everyone should own no matter how much it costs?
Something everyone should own. In a way, I think the only thing you should own is a toothbrush. That seems to be like the one necessity that you should never go without.
Spoken by someone who is always on the move. Do you remember the first thing that you bought with money that you made as a gymnast?
I've just been saving my money quite a bit. I want to open up a gym in Southern California so I can train there for the next 4 years of my life. Pretty much everything I'm making, I want to just kind of put in my bank and hopefully make that dream come true.
What's the hardest part of your job that no one knows about?
The hardest part is, you know, we do a lot of conditioning. We do a lot of routines that are endurance. But I think it's like growing your willpower, which is really the hardest part. And pushing yourself beyond your own expectations and the expectations of everyone around you, and making sure that you're the first one in the gym and the last one out, and that when you can go to a competition, you can look back and say that you've done everything in your power to be as good as you possibly can for this one moment.
Good luck to Sam Mikulik and the rest of Team USA in Rio.